Welcome to the Now's the Time podcast. I am Caleb Succo, coming to you from Gig Harbor, Washington, where we're kind of hanging out during our time in the States here. Well, I shouldn't say hanging out. We're working hard, keeping busy here, but that's where we're kind of headquartered while we're in the States. And on this episode of Now is the Time, I'm going to be talking with you about some big mistakes that missionaries make. So stay tuned. Here we go. The Now is the Time podcast is the podcast where we talk about how we can use our lives right now to worship our God. And that means a lot more than just singing a few praise hymns on Sunday morning. That means knowing our God better, serving Him in every aspect of our life. And of course, it means communicating the message of eternity, the gospel message, the message of hope, the message of Jesus Christ, the truest message and the message with the greatest hope ever. Communicating that message to a lost and dying world. And that's what we're about. That's what we try to do in Ukraine. That's what we try and help churches do in Ukraine. That's what we believe we have been called to do. And that is really primarily the missionary's job. Since I wrote a book on calling to missions, I want to spend some time in this podcast episode talking about some mistakes that I've seen, some of them I've seen in my own life as a missionary, some of them through observation, but some mistakes that missionaries commonly make that really can cause a lot of trouble. And so I hope that you will stay tuned for that. This is, you know what, I forget what episode this is, so just whatever, I'll figure it out after I record. You can look it up. But if you want to get this on iTunes, you can just search for Succo, or best way to search on iTunes is just search for Caleb Succo. Should pop up. Or whatever your player is that you download on your mobile device, just look up Caleb Succo and you should be able to find the Now is the Time podcast. And, you know, September is already here. I can't believe it. September 1st, we have had an extremely busy summer with visiting churches, meeting many people, mostly here in the Northwest, talking with them about Ukraine, encouraging people to preach the gospel in their own settings. Anyway, a busy summer, and summer has now pretty much come to an end, and we're going to have a busier fall, friends. So I will put our schedule up just the next month or two on the show notes for this episode so that you can take a look at that. But I'll just briefly say about our schedule and about the book coming out, and then we'll get into the content for this episode of Now is the Time. Let's see. So our schedule. We are going to be in Lewiston, Idaho this Sunday. That is the day after tomorrow. And Christy and I will be speaking there at Emmanuel Baptist Church. So we're looking forward to that. And then the following, so this Sunday, that would be, what would that be, September 3rd? And then the following Sunday, September 10th, I believe it is, we're going to be out in the metropolis of Yelm at Prairie Baptist Fellowship in the morning. And then in the evening, we are going out to Hoquiam, where we're going to be speaking out there at a friend's church that was sort of a it was a Spanish-speaking church, but I think they're doing their services in English now, and so we're going to be out there in the evening of September 10th. And you know, the name of that church slips my mind right now. Let me see if I can look it up and find the name for you. That's Hoquiam, South Washington Coast. Okay. What is it? Oh, it's called Kaleo. That's why, because it's not an English word. It's called Kaleo. And that's going to be Sunday evening, the 10th. And then we're going to the Baptist Northwest Retreat, Baptist Network Northwest Retreat out at Cannon Beach. And so we're looking forward to that. Christine and I will be out there for 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th of September. On the last two Sundays in September, we're going to be out in Colville, First Baptist in Colville, Northeast Washington, and then down to Oregon at Thurston Community Baptist Church. So anyway, if you have a chance, if you're in any of those areas, we'd love to see you. Send me a note, maybe, so that if you're going to be there and you want to say hi to us, so that I kind of know who's going to be there, or so that I'm prepared, you know, to say that you're going to be there, and would love to say hi to you and talk with you. And also, what else was I going to add there? Oh, yeah, about the book. Let me just say about the book. So the book, Is God Calling Me to Missions, is really moving forward nicely. Finally, I thought it was going to be faster, but anyway, that's how it is, isn't it, when you're busy and... Oh, I know what I was going to say about the speaking schedule. You know, friends, every Sunday that we speak, I'm preaching a new sermon, and I'm trying to put those up on our website. And so if you haven't been to SukoFamily.org, check it out. I've got most of my recent sermons up there. I think I'm just missing one right now, which I'm waiting for a file for. Just putting those up just to minister to as many people as we can through those. And have already preached one sermon series on gospel mistakes, and that is up there. Four gospel mistakes. Right now I'm preaching a sermon series on gospel basics. So started that this past Sunday, preached about the importance of repentance, and this Sunday I'm going to be at, or what is repentance is what I preached on last Sunday. This Sunday I'm going to be preaching about faith. What is real faith? So anyway, you can catch those on our website, SukoFamily.org, and I have not put my sermons onto the podcast, and I've been a little bit conflicted about that, thinking maybe I should put the sermon audio on the podcast, and I'd like to, you know what, let me ask you, would you like to hear my sermon audio on the podcast? I could do that, but I guess in my thinking, I like to listen to some podcasts, and if it's a podcast where somebody has been talking, like I'm talking right now, kind of more personally, and then all of a sudden it changes to a sermon podcast, there's just, I don't know, something different about that, I guess. So I've kind of hesitated to put my sermon audio on the podcast, but I would like to know your opinion on that if you like it if you'd want it on a podcast. Maybe I will think about doing that, or at least putting some of my sermons onto the podcast with some commentary or something like that. And about the book, so the book is coming along. The text is done. I've sent it out to a number of mission leaders to take a look at and to read through and give me their comments on. And right now I'm looking at probably having an official published date right around October 1st. So that'll just be the time needed to finish up the cover designs and the text and get things printed. And so I'm really looking forward to that. I have created a Facebook page for the book. And so if you want to be informed of the news as I'm getting ready to publish, and you want to be the hear some snippets from the book, some little, I already did one little reading from the introduction of the book. And so you can have a glimpse of what's in that book before it comes out. I'll put a link into the Facebook page for the book, Is God Calling Me to Missions? And I just appreciate your prayers and your support on that. So just follow it on Facebook. And I think there's also on our site, we have, you can get special emails, updates just on the book. So if you want to check that out, you can check that out at SukoFamily.org and just look for the book, Is God Calling Me to Missions, on the right-hand side of the page. All right, that's enough of that kind of stuff, all that news and everything. Let's talk about what I'm here to talk about right now. And that is seven big mistakes that I see missionaries making. Now, I wrote a post about this a few years ago called 7 Ways to Fail as a Missionary. It was actually quite a fairly popular post. It got picked up by a couple of other sites. And so I'm resharing this in the podcast form, and I'm going to expand on it a little bit because in the post I really didn't say too much in the text under each point of the 7 points of why missionaries fail or big mistakes that I see that missionaries make. So let's get into them. Mistake number one, failing to learn the language. This is a huge, huge problem on the mission field. And, well, obviously there are some countries that you can go to where you don't have to really learn a new language, and so that makes it much easier. But in many countries, you do have to learn a new language. I certainly had to learn a new language, and it was difficult. It is definitely easier to use a translator when you first get there than it is to buckle down and spend the hundreds, if not thousands, of hours, yeah, probably thousands, of hours that you need to invest in order to speak a language with enough level of fluency that you can do things on your own and communicate clearly in that language. And I have to tell you, friends, that after 10 years in Ukraine, I still struggle at times with language. Now, I do preach. I preach in Russian. That's the main language that's spoken where we are in Odessa. But it's not without difficulty, even after 10 years. And what I've noticed, maybe this is especially in regards to Ukraine, but what I've noticed is that in Ukraine, maybe because it was, you know, the Soviet Union fell and people felt like they needed to come in quickly and do something. And so for some missionaries, the idea of learning the language was sort of second place because they felt like they needed to quickly get into ministry. And so they used interpreters. And what happens is, yes, an interpreter is a wonderful, wonderful thing to use. But what happens is they begin to rely on those interpreters. And that stunted their language growth because they often, you know, they'd hardly do anything without an interpreter. And so, unfortunately, there are missionaries that have lived there for years and years and years, and they still teach and they still preach with an interpreter. And as difficult as the Russian language is, you know, I think that we really, really, as missionaries, we need to make a primary effort at learning the language in which we will be ministering. And the reason there's many reasons why that is so vital, but probably the first one that I can think of is that we are primarily about communication. The mission task is primarily a task of communicating. And so if we are lazy in how we communicate, if we are lazy in learning to communicate well in the culture and context where God has placed us, then we are not carrying out that task well. We are communicators of the gospel, and that demands a very concentrated effort on learning to communicate the best we can personally. And so that means early on, yes, sometimes translators will be needed, but ultimately the best communication will come from our own mouths in the language where we are working. And so we have to do that. The other, you know, reasons why it's so vital for missionaries to learn language is, one, it's just, it keeps you in the country. And I have seen too many missionaries who did not learn the language well, and as a result, they never we're able to reach a certain level of comfort within that culture, within that language. And so they probably went home earlier than they would have if they had really learned the language well, because it was such a difficulty for them, because they never... So what I have seen is that missionaries who really stick to their guns and learn the language well, those are the missionaries that tend to stay long-term. I'm talking like more than one term at least, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 5 years plus for sure, but 10 years and more. Those are the missionaries that have learned the language well and learned how to communicate. So not learning the language really... shortens often your length of ministry. Anyway, those are the two main reasons why we really need to learn the language. And that is a big mistake that, unfortunately, I've seen too often in the mission field. The second mistake is similar, but a little bit different, and that is failure to engage the culture. And this probably is, I don't know if it's more of a thing of the past, or maybe it just depends on the country that people are in. But I know that in the past, it had been more common for missionaries to have compounds. And it's just like, you're going to go live in a compound, you know. And I understand that some of that may be due to safety issues. But what happens is that when we begin as missionaries on the mission field to... what I would call cubbyhole, that is sort of, you know, stay out of society, not engage within, you know, the culture that is around us, have, you know, mainly a lot of expatriate friends, and just spend all our time on Facebook or Skype talking with our friends back home and engaging with, and it's like you've never left your home culture. And so that's a big mistake, because you're never going to feel comfortable in that culture. You're never going to understand the ins and outs of that culture. You're never going to be able to see how you can really effectively communicate the gospel in that culture. You're probably going to get homesick. And it just leads down a really bad road. And so missionaries that fail to engage the culture make a big mistake, and they end up making themselves not very effective in their ability to minister in that culture and to share the gospel in that culture. So as missionaries, we have to find ways. Sometimes we have to really force ourselves to get out and be in the culture around us and build relationships in that culture, because for many people, this is not true of all personality types, but for many people, our natural tendencies, once we get into cultural shock and all of that, will be to kind of cubbyhole and go back into our own culture and try to bring out or try to just kind of work on those relationships because they're more comfortable for us, okay? So that is the mistake number two. Or problem number two is not engaging the culture around them. The third problem is failing to communicate with supporters. You know, I think 30 years ago, before email and the internet, it was probably okay to write a newsletter once a month or even once a quarter. That was acceptable. That was normal. But it's not okay today. It's just not okay. Your supporters, those people who are donating to the ministry, who have sacrificed in order for you to be there and to work and share the gospel, they want to hear from you. And the way that I look at communication is that my communication with supporters, financial prayer supporters, my communication to them is a ministry to them. It's not just sort of a side thing that takes away from the real ministry that I have to do. My communication to those who support me, I want to be able to minister to them through that communication. I want to encourage them when they see the work that God is doing. I want to give them opportunity to pray. I want them to understand what the situation is that we are in, so they'll have a better understanding of those things that can help them pray better as well. And I want to encourage them when they see some of the things that God is doing and how he's using us and using other people, that it would be a gospel motivation for them. It might help them to encourage them in their own opportunities to share the gospel with others. So I believe that one of the biggest problems that missionaries have is they just kind of forget about their supporters. And then once a quarter maybe, they get a big long email that says, oh, we've been so busy and da-da-da, and we did this and we did that. And they try and put everything in it. And honestly, those can be a little bit boring to read. And I think that missionaries need to communicate more often. And not necessarily with these huge long letters, because not everybody wants to read 10 pages of, you know, everything you did in the last 6 months. So that is definitely a big problem on the mission field, is just failing to communicate with supporters. All right, problem number four, or mistake number four, and that is failure to care for your own spiritual needs. One of the things that Christina and I realized early on, once we got on the mission field, is that missions is a spiritual battle. You can know that theologically, but it's another thing to experience that. And so missions as a spiritual battle has to be fought with spiritual weapons, and it has to be done by people who are energized and strong spiritually. And that means that if I am to be successful as a missionary, I need to make sure that I am plugged into the source of spiritual life on a regular, daily, hourly, minute by minute. I need to be plugged into that spiritual life. I need the fellowship of other believers. I need to know that I'm not in this alone. I need other people that can encourage me and speak truth into my life. Mission, on the mission field, all of those stresses of ministry become multiplied. And so it's easy. And the number of people that ask you to do things and the need often becomes multiplied as well. And so it's easy to look at the need and look at what needs to be done and say, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, and not invest in your own spiritual health. And if I could tell missionaries one message that would just, you know, be more important than any other for their long-term survival as a missionary, it is stay strong in Jesus. Above all else, stay strong in the Lord. Make him the reason you get up in the morning. Make him the reason that you can continue on throughout the day. Spend time with him. Do not forget personal, private prayers of fellowship and times of studying God's word. Take time off to just spend time with God. You have to do that. You will not survive long term if you don't. So failing to care for your own spiritual needs is a huge reason why many missionaries come home burned out spiritually. The other reason that they come home burned out is failing to care for their health. That is a huge reason why missionaries come home, is just health reasons. And of course, some health reasons are just completely unavoidable and we don't know why they happen, certain cancers and things like that. But many, believe me, many, many, many health reasons are because missionaries failed to rest and failed to take care of their health in very basic ways by just like eating a healthy diet, getting regular exercise and rest. You would be amazed at what a difference it would make if we would just discipline ourselves to eat healthy, get exercise, and get rest. That can add years to your ministry. That could add decades to your ministry. And so, I mean, I struggle with this too. Actually, we struggle with this more when we're in the States because people feed us so much. But, you know, I try and get exercise every day and eat healthy and get my sleep. Because I know if I don't, I'm just shooting myself in the foot. What a mistake that is. All right, that's mistake number 5. Okay, on to number 6 and 7. Mistake number 7, or problem number 7, is failing to care for your family. You know, this is a huge factor on the mission field. And I think that also family issues are probably right up there with health and burnout. Family issues are at the core of why many missionaries choose to leave the field. And so, unfortunately, many spouses and children feel that the ministry has stolen their father and their husband. And that can have devastating results on children and on wives and on husbands. And so missionaries who don't put a priority on their family's well-being, they're going to end up losing out at the end. They're going to end up losing their children. Their children will not want to have anything to do with the ministry, with missions. They may end up going home from the field early because of family problems. Oh, friends, you have to take care of your family. Your family is the foundation that your ministry is largely built upon. And I always look at it this way. When things are right at home, I leave home daily with a confidence that the things are going well, that my wife feels loved and cared for, that my children know that their father is there for them, that I can go and minister without too much worry about my family and come home knowing that I'm coming home to welcoming arms and children who are looking forward to seeing me. But when I know things that are not right at home, it is so difficult to leave and go out and minister to others when I need to be ministering to my family. And so that takes time and effort and intentionality to make sure that your home life is strong. Care for your family, and that will give you the ability to care for others. All right, the final big problem, number 7, is simply this: failure to love people. Maybe that seems oversimplified, but I think that it needs to be said. We as missionaries can be overwhelmed by the task. We can be far too task-driven, numbers-driven, program-driven. And in all of that, fail to see that God has called us to love people as Jesus loved people when he came to earth. The problem is that work with people is not convenient. It is not easy. People do stupid things. They have broken homes. They're not thankful for what you do to them often. They're dishonest. And they don't come nicely packaged and saying, "Oh, here, will you help me? I'll be so kind to you." No. Sometimes you try and help them and then they spit in your face. And we have to love them though. That is really the core of the ministry. And that is the attitude and the approach that we have in all of our ministry tasks. So, friends, those are the 7 big problems that I see. in missionaries, failure to learn the language, failure to engage the culture, failure to communicate with supporters, failure to care for your own spiritual needs, failure to care for your health, failure to care for your family, and failure to love people. I'd love to hear your thoughts on these things. Maybe you disagree, or maybe you've seen something in missions that maybe you could add to this list. And if so, I'd love to hear those thoughts, see what you could add to the list. But that's the way I see it. I want to remind you that my book, Is God Calling Me to Missions, is coming out. If you know someone that might be thinking of missions, encourage them to check the book out. If you are a missionary, I encourage you to check it out too, because I think they've got some important things on calling there that is very helpful for those who are already in missions, in order to really have confidence in the calling that God has given you and understand the call of missions. So we'll be sharing with you about that more in the coming weeks as we come up to the publishing date of, I'm not sure exactly what day, but right around October 1st, I'll be letting you know that very soon. All right, friends, that's it for the Now's the Time podcast. Thank you for listening. And if you were blessed by it, let me know. Send me a note at sukfamily.org or leave a review on iTunes or wherever you download this podcast. Till next time, blessings.